biggest thing was partnering with people that were already serving my perfect prospects. Some of your listeners are probably selling to business professionals and business owners. They're in the B2B world. What's interesting is the research shows 84% of B2B sales start with a referral. So if you're in the B2B world, you need to be working by referral. I run a company called HOA.com, and we focus on homeowners in that vertical. When someone is referred to you, they're 400% more likely to hire you. And they're 16% more profitable as a client because the trust is there. So it's really about manufacturing trust and how you get as many people possible to be champions for your business and to be super fans and spread the good news about you to everyone they know.
But I am the world's biggest super fan.
You're like a super fan.
Welcome to the Business Superfans Podcast. We will discuss how establishing business superfans from customers, employees, and business partners can elevate your success exponentially. Learn why these advocates are a key factor to achieving excellence in the world of commerce. We discuss the invaluable insights of business owners who have successfully implemented the strategies in the book to build their own team of devoted superfans. Gain insightful knowledge from the experts who create applications that help you create passionate superfans. This is the Business Superfans Podcast. With your host, Freddie D.
Freddie!
Today's guest is Brandon Barnum, often called the King of Referrals. After 10xing his own income from $20K to $200K in just 18 months, as a single dad back in 1997, Brandon dedicated his life to helping others grow their income, influence, and impact. An award-winning entrepreneur, speaker, and business strategist, Brandon has since closed over $500 million in referral-based transactions, built networks connecting more than 5 million members in 195 countries, and helped over 250,000 real estate professionals grow their businesses. He is currently the CEO of HOA.com, and the author of a 4 number 1 best-selling books in a Raving Referrals series. Brandon previously served as CEO of Codebreaker Technologies, where he helped pioneer the world's first personality-based AI for sales. Featured in the Wall Street Journal, Newsweek, and Cracking the Millionaire Code, Brandon leads with heart, showing professionals how to grow by giving, build purpose-driven partnerships, and create lasting success through the power of referrals. Welcome, Brandon Barnum, to the Business Superfans Podcast Show. We're super excited to have you here this morning. Brandon, how are you?
Frederick, I'm blessed beyond belief. Happy to be here. Thanks for the invite.
You're welcome. We're excited to have you. And it's been a long time since we've seen each other. So it's great to take a few minutes before we get started here and catch up a little bit. So you're the author of Raving Referrals. Tell us a little bit about the backstory of how that all came about.
Yeah. So Raving Referrals is really what I learned when I was a single dad. I started out in my 20s. I got custody of my son at 24. And at that point, I was only making about $20,000 a year. And I had to make a change because I couldn't afford life and paying for daycare. So I ended up getting into the mortgage industry. And I had somebody mentor me in the art and science of what I now call Raving Referrals. And I was able to 10X my income from $20,000 a year to $200,000 a year over about 18 months. Ever since then, I've been on a mission to empower as many people as possible so that they can achieve the financial freedom they desire and deserve.
Great story. So what is it that you did that 10X'd everything?
Well, the biggest thing was partnering with people that were already serving my perfect prospects, right? And some of your listeners are probably selling to business professionals and business owners. They're in the B2B world. And what's interesting is the research shows 84% of B2B sales start with a referral. So if you're in the B2B world, you need to be working by referral. I run a company called HOA.com. We focus on homeowners in that vertical. What we know is that when someone is referred to you, that client is 400% more likely to hire you. And so it really increases conversion rates. People are 16% more profitable as a client if they're referred to you because the trust is there. So it's really about manufacturing trust and how do you get as many people out there as possible to be champions for your business and to be super fans and spread the good news about you to everyone they know?
Referrals is definitely very powerful because it's got credibility behind it. And you're putting your name behind it when you're passing off that referral. And so that person that's getting the referral is already pretty much, I'd say 80% on the high end, sold on doing business with that person. And a lot of times pricing is no longer part of the conversation. What's the conversation is, okay, John says, I need to, you know, that you're the guy I should be dealing with or the gal that I should be dealing with. What do we need to do to get this thing started? Because I'm looking to get whatever I want done. And so it changes the whole ballgame and shortcuts or collapses the whole sales cycle because of that, right?
100%. Yeah, you just hit the nail on the head. We call it the trust transfer, right? Somebody already has a trusted relationship with that person and they've got a challenge, a problem. And the person that they know says, oh, you got to connect with Frederick. He's going to help you and solve your issue, help you save time, save money, look great. Whatever it is, the service that you provide, that person, that business, that prospect comes to you kind of pre-sold, like you talked about. That's why the conversion rates are so much higher and the lifetime client value is so much higher because you don't get people shopping you as much. They're really just looking for a solution they can trust and they don't want to do a bunch of research and interview 10 to 12 different companies. They just want to find the solution to the challenge that they're faced with.
Yeah, absolutely correct. But then the secret is maintaining that relationship with that customer as being the vendor. So whether you're dealing with a B2B or to a B2C type of a situation, you know, if I'm a home improvement company and I've done a great service, but then I disappear and I don't reach back out to that customer, stay in contact with that customer, et cetera, a year from now, 18 months from now, when they need a service again, they're not going to remember you because you were out of sight, out of mind. So they're going to go find something else. As a business owner, you just squandered a huge opportunity to maintain that relationship because it's much easier to maintain an existing customer than it is to onboard a new customer.
Absolutely right. I call it going in ghost mode. Most people, especially in the trades, the painters, the plumbers, the electricians, you hire them, they come out to your house, they do an amazing job, right? They're experts at their trade, but what they're not experts at is the marketing side. The fortune is in the follow-up, but yes, they typically go in ghost mode, meaning they come and fix your problem and then you never hear from them again, right? And meanwhile, somebody else comes along and they spend all these marketing dollars to win that new client or customer. Those that follow up are top of mind, and those are the ones that end up winning referrals and winning more business.
Oh, absolutely. Because years ago, I unfortunately got divorced, but fortunately I got divorced. So it depends on which side of the equation you look. But I had two realtors, and it worked out because my ex-wife didn't get along with one of them, but did get along with the other one. Okay. And so we got the transaction done. I had to sell the house as part of the process. And so I moved in temporarily into an apartment. I never heard from them again. A year later, I just rented a lease. I just waited till everything, the dust settled and everything else. I went to buy another house. I didn't remember who they were. I had lost in the move all their information. So I ended up with a completely different realtor from a networking group that I met and built a relationship with. And I ended up buying two houses because I bought an investment property. So they really lost out monster size.
Yeah. And unfortunately, Frederick, your story happens all the time. In fact, I don't know the specific statistic, but the percentage of people that actually hear from their realtor and do business with them when it's time to list the house that they bought from that realtor is infinitesimal. I think it's like under 20% last I heard, because even agents don't follow up. I'm getting ready to release my next book in 2 weeks called Raving Referrals for Real Estate Agents. And that's one of the things that we're fixing, is fixing that follow-up failure. You need to keep your brand on your clients' brains.
Absolutely.
And if your brand is on their brain, then your brand is also on their lips and they're talking about you, they're recommending you. And that's what business professionals want. But typically they're so good at their trade and they're not good at the marketing and the communication. They go in ghost mode and then people hire someone else.
Oh, absolutely. One of the guys that was a master doing that was Joe Girard. If you remember his book, you know, he was just a Chevrolet sales guy, but he remembered everybody's life events. He acknowledged everybody on their life events, whether it was a birthday, a marriage, a divorce, a new addition to the family, an unfortunate subtraction to the family. But he recognized that, and people were lined up to buy cars from this guy. He's in the Guinness Book of World Records for most sales. I always tell people, the little things are the big things. You know, recognizing people on their events, showing, you know, in my book called Creating Business Superfans, one of my quotes in the book is, people will crawl through broken glass for appreciation and recognition. Yes?
Wow, that's powerful. Absolutely. People are so busy, right? We're focused on today and we forget about yesterday. And that's one of the challenges that you have. So you have to have good systems in place. My last tech platform that I built was called refer.com.
Remember that. Yep.
We solved this issue. We had over 5 million members on that platform. And one of the things that we did, it was basically a CRM where we helped you identify things that were of interest to the people in your life, right? Not only the birthdays, the anniversaries, the children's names, that sort of thing, but what's your pursuit? What's your passion? What's your hobby? What do you like? And what should I send an item of value that Freddie's going to like? You know, here in Arizona, maybe it's the ASU football team, if that's what you're into, but finding out what people are passionate about and then staying in touch with them about what they care about rather than what you care about makes a huge difference.
Oh, absolutely. When I was selling the manufacturing software years ago, I would sit down with the business owners and talk about what their aspiration was for the business. So we didn't get into the technical aspect of the software. I let that to the tech guys. We were looking as, where do you see your business in 3 years? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? And what are the challenges that's in the way of getting that? And then, by the way, you know, we would be both driving Mercedes. So the conversation would tilt over to talk about cars. We built the connection around cars, but at the same time, we talked about a business strategy. And that was my sales approach, was I didn't get into all the technical aspect of the technology because there's other platforms that do the same thing. The differentiator was I was talking about strategy and helping them scale their business. And I would always get the deal.
Yeah, so smart. I mean, you really built strong relationships and people buy from people, right?
Correct.
Yes, they're looking for solutions, but we buy with emotion and we justify with logic.
And those guys wouldn't let me back in last time I went there because they said every time I walk in, I cost them $100,000. They bought both buildings on both sides of them and expanded from a 40-man shop to a 140-guy shop. So it was funny because I had a phenomenal relationship with them. They were my super fans. They would call other companies and say, hey, you're doing overflow work for us. You need to talk to Freddie D, get the same technology we're using so that we don't have any data exchange issues. And so I would get a phone call and says, hey, Jack, which was the guy's real name, I need to get this stuff. What's it cost me? How fast can you get it to me? And that was the end of it. My time was putting the order together and that was it. They didn't even need to see a presentation because, like you just said earlier, I was referred.
It's huge. When you've got that referral, people are already pre-sold on buying from you. They don't have to worry about, is this guy going to scam me or take advantage of me? Because Tommy down the block or Susie, their neighbor, just said, hey, don't worry, Freddie D is going to take care of you 100%.
So share a story about the raving referrals.
When I was in the mortgage business, one of the things that I loved to do was give referrals to the people that I receive referrals from. We teach the referral partner blueprint. And I think in your world, this is the superfan blueprint, right? And it's how to build partnerships with other people and business owners that are already serving your perfect prospects every day. For me, when I was in the mortgage business, most of my business came from real estate agents. And so I was always on the lookout because I knew if I could find clients for them, they would be over the moon happy, right? And so I had this one client that I got and they came to me on my website. And so I was able to pre-approve them. And then I was able to refer them to one of my real estate agents. Well, she not only helped them buy a house, she helped them list their house for sale. She helped find the buyer of that property. She helped that buyer list their house for sale, and she helped the buyer of that property. So she ended up getting 5 transaction sides and made almost $40,000 on that transaction. One referral that I gave her that I made about $4,000 on, she made about $40,000. Freddie, you know, I got referrals from that woman for years.
She was a super fan. You turned her into a complete super fan of you.
Absolutely. One of the things that we teach is the art of the ask, and how do you create super fans, and then how do you actually get them to spread the word about you and your business? And what we teach with the art of the ask is, number one, setting the stage. Number two, listening for referral triggers. And then number three is you ask, ASK to GET. But it all starts when you set the stage. So when you first get a client that comes and decides to hire you, what you want to do is, and I'm going to use your words, I haven't done this before, this will be fun. Freddie, I'm so glad that I'm getting to serve you. I love helping clients like you achieve results like this, whatever that result is for your industry. And I want to make you a super fan. I'm so committed to delivering a 5-star experience for you. And when I do, I'd like to ask you if it would be okay if I could ask you for referrals and introductions at a later date. Would that be okay?
Absolutely. Because what you just did is you set the stage.
Set the stage. And 100% of people say yes to that because you're not putting them on the spot. You're not asking them to give you a referral right now. You're setting the stage. You're getting referrals immediately. Some people are going to be like, you know, Freddie, now that you say that, I've got a brother, sister, cousin, aunt, coworker, client that needs you right now. And so you'll get some business immediately. But it's really about telling them, I'm going to wow you. I'm going to create a super fan out of you. And now you're listening for those referral triggers. That's step two. The referral triggers are like, wow. Hopefully, Freddie, you actually manufacture a wow from your client, right? But it'd be something like, oh, thank you so much. This is amazing. I love it. I feel great. I look great. I've made money. I've saved money, saved time, whatever your result of your service is. And then as soon as you hear that referral trigger, now we're to step three, which is to ASK to GET. And it's, Freddie, I'm so glad to hear you're thrilled with our service. As you remember, I told you I was going to make you a super fan, right? And deliver that 5-star experience. Now that you know the quality of service that we provide, I'm looking to bring on a few more clients, help a few more families. Do you know anybody that's looking to move right now or save money on their, whatever your service is, that's when you describe it. And what happens is when you use that process, you'll turn people into super fans and they will give you raving referrals.
Oh, absolutely. And you can go one step further, and that's actually to using your smartphone, asking that person right on the spot to say, hey, would you mind giving me a quick little video testimonial? So then what you're doing is you go to the referred customer, you can play the video, or if you're prospecting to a new customer, you can show a multitude of videos and you can just keep this quiet and let your super fan customers do all the selling for you and you don't have to do anything.
Absolutely. That's the pro tip. I love it, Freddie. That's so smart and it's so powerful. And you're right. People don't care what you say about you. They care about what other people say about you.
Yeah. And you got your social proof. So that gives you your social proof very easily and very effectively. It's real because it's authentic. It's not Hollywood produced. It's Susie that just got the kitchen remodeled and she's super happy. So you take that video and then you got something that you can, you know, get permission, of course, but then you can share it. So yeah, a lot of cool stuff that can be done to generate referrals from super fans.
Absolutely. And people want to hear that personal experience and they want authentic, right? Now more than ever, they want real and raw. They don't mind if you slip up because it shows that you're human. The more that people can get to know you, the more they like you, trust you, and refer you.
So how do you see AI playing into this? And we're talking about maintaining authenticity, which is important, but then AI, if you leverage it properly, can really enhance your engagement and maintain your engagement with your existing customers versus, well, like we talked about, out of sight, out of mind, you can actually leverage AI to stay in sight.
I think AI agents are the future. I built my first AI platform back in 2019, so 6 years ago now. And back then there was no OpenAI. We couldn't just hire something off the shelf or plug into some API. We actually had to hire an IBM Watson engineer and expert to build ours. But nowadays, it's so easy to use a ChatGPT or one of any of the platforms out there to integrate your own bot, train them in your voice so they understand the words that you use, and then have them follow up for you. And we're using it right now. We're in the process of enrolling people as certified trainers, Raving Referrals certified trainers, teaching our content in local offices and around the US. So we're using our AI bot to do outreach to mortgage lenders, specifically people that want to be in front of rooms full of realtors. They teach our content and the realtors then come into our funnels. We're identifying individuals that fit our perfect prospect profile, and the AI is doing the outreach and the follow-up automatically.
So it's a game changer if it's incorporated properly into your business model.
Oh, it's huge. And then it's basically, we're using it for appointment setting, and then my team is able to be on conversations and have a one-on-one. So it gets personal, but all of that initial marketing and outreach is done automatically. And then some of the follow-up is done automatically too.
Yeah. And that's where some of these SMBs can leverage the technology. We talked earlier about realtors or home improvement individuals doing wonderful work and then disappearing. They can actually implement technology to stay in contact with that customer every 6 months. Just reach out, send an email, send a text, or even mail something, soft touches to maintain that relationship versus ghosting, as you said earlier.
Well, and that's what we're doing at HOA.com. We're actually automating co-marketing. And so if you think about superfans, typically you can only communicate with the people in your CRM, in your database or your contact list. That's true for ours, but we send out a monthly home safe report, a home valuation report, plus everything about your home in one location. So kind of Zillow report meets Angie's List, if you will, specific for your home. And within that, it co-markets. And so if you're a realtor, let's take that example, you've got a mortgage lender, a painter, a plumber, an insurance agent, an inspector. Well, what we do is we help them work together as a what we call a trusted team. So we have a profile on HOA.com. The first part of the profile is all about you and your business. And the second part of the profile is about your trusted team. Here are the people that I know, like, trust, and recommend that you should consider hiring when you need a pro. We want to be where to go to need a pro. And the beauty is that realtor sends out that automated email. They set it and forget it. And then that email goes out every month to all of the homeowners in the realtor's database. And the beauty is that realtor is not only promoting themselves, they're also promoting all of their referral partners. Their referral partners are doing the same thing. And then they're promoting the realtor back to their clients. So we teach 1 + 1 = 11, and they're all working together so that a client for one becomes a client for everyone.
Yeah, you're leveraging technology from the old school way of co-marketing and mailing into each other's customer base, except now you're doing it via the modern way. But in the old school, that's the way I used to market, is teamed up with somebody else, and we would market into their database with them endorsing me. And then I would endorse them and market them into my database, and we would both benefit from it. So you're doing the exact same thing, but in 2025 style.
Yeah, absolutely. And doing it in mass, right? Because a lot of these business owners or SMBs might have a few hundred or maybe a couple thousand contacts in their database. But once they partner with others that are serving that same—
It's exponential.
Area, exactly. They can see what we call their total team reach. They can see they've got 350 homeowners in the system, but they're being promoted to 18,000 homeowners because of the team community co-marketing.
So that's a complete game changer for everybody in the conversation.
Yeah, man.
So what's a good action tip that you can share to our listeners that they can do to really build raving referrals?
Well, I'd say the referral partner blueprint is the process. If I had one thing that I would sit down with somebody, like a coaching consulting conversation, I'd ask them about their partnership. Who do you have that are your super fans, that are other industry professionals serving the same type of client? And we've done research. We've surveyed thousands of people. What we see is that 32% say they have zero referral partners that have sent them at least one deal in the last 90 days. 32%. 47% say they have one or two. So if you add those two numbers together, that's 79% of people that have two or fewer referral partners sending them business. And so that's something that we're on a mission to change, because that's where you get a lot of those businesses, through those super fans. So right. What we do is we sit there and say, okay, number one, who are you already giving referrals to? Who are you sending your clients to that should be sending them back? Number two, who is referring business to you already that you want to expand that, maybe double, triple, 10x the amount of business that they're sending your way? And then number three, who do you know that's already in your cell phone, that's in other industries that you could be partnering with? And once you make a list, it's a super easy next step. It's as simple as reaching out to somebody and saying, calling them up and saying, hey, Freddie, the reason I'm reaching out is I realize I have a lot of clients that could use your services. So I'd like to sit down and talk about formalizing a referral partnership and see if we can do more business together. Is that something you'd be interested in? And what you're going to find is almost 100% of the time people are going to say yes.
Yeah. And it's really not rocket science.
No.
I mean, at the end of the day, what you're talking about is really simple stuff. Pick up the phone. It still works, believe it or not. Just like direct mail, people forget about the power of direct mail, but direct mail is actually more powerful than email marketing because it gets opened, or at least it gets in front of them, where people look at the email, I don't know who that is, delete, and that's the end of it. Or it goes into the spam folder. But mail, it's amazing. We could discuss about how mass emailing is spam, but mass mailing is not. Who's making money on the mailing? Oh, yeah, those guys.
And you've raised a great point, right? Which is that the email service providers are filtering out mail where your message isn't even getting through. If you look at the number of commercial messages that get delivered, for most businesses, the actual percentage that's getting delivered and then seen is much lower than, to your point, a postcard or a letter that's sent in the post mail.
Right. Especially if you send a personalized letter. People are going to open it. You know, we can recognize bills, and we toss all bills are all email nowadays. But in the old days, you still looked at the bills and tossed those out. Oh, something to me. And so you'd open checks first and then anything else. Using a postcard is really a brilliant way because it's going to get seen.
Yeah. And we haven't launched this yet, but what we're working on is community news customized to the individual HOAs, featuring the professionals that are serving in that local neighborhood. It'll be a direct mail newsletter that goes out that's dynamically printed just for that neighborhood of 100 or 300 or 500 homes. With our data, we have information on over 150 million homeowners. We know all the information about them, where they live. And so we tie them to the individual community because they identify as being a neighbor within that HOA. The beauty is with that direct mail campaign, instead of paying a dollar to promote your business, you're paying a dime because we're sharing the cost amongst many businesses that are all working together, creating that unity through community and then serving that community as one.
Yeah. So that's a brilliant strategy because it's going to get viewed. And so they're going to get the exposure. And if you're doing that on a regular basis, it's just going to be an automatic, oh, who was it that I need? Oh, let me get that newsletter. There's the plumber that I need, and boom, it's done.
And then the other thing that we're doing too is helping people do events in the real world, in their local neighborhoods. And so like we have about 100 different turnkey event blueprints that we recommend not only the HOAs, but also the businesses that serve them consider hosting in that local community. And just give you an example and a story real quick. I live in Chandler, Arizona, and there was a barbecue that happened recently in one of the communities near me that was hosted by one of our realtors and one of our mortgage lenders. It was so cool because I got to come out and see it in person. And there was about 50 people there. The dads were playing cornhole. The kids were playing kickball. And the moms were listening to music, dancing, giggling, having a good time. The coolest part for me, Freddie, is I looked around the entire event and not one person was on their cell phone. Everybody was just sitting there connecting, building relationships. The realtor had up their pop-up banner and so did the mortgage lender. So they were able to gain that visibility and credibility. But most of all, they gained the notoriety of connecting the community and showing that they're committed to the people that live in that neighborhood.
Yeah, you remind me of a story of one of my customers back in Michigan is a world-renowned endocrinologist, I think it is, or probably butchered the name, but diabetes doctor. One of the things he would do is he would host a customer appreciation event in his parking lot. It was on a Saturday. He invited all his suppliers to attend and have booths set up, and then invited all the customers. And then I came along because I was doing some digital marketing with him. And so I would come along and I actually would record video testimonials from the customers at the event. Nobody was on their cell phones. Everybody got a chance to speak with people on his staff,
right?
His staff members. They got to speak with vendors. They got to speak with the suppliers. They got trinkets and little things. And he had Mediterranean food, healthy food for everybody. And it'd be a 2-3 hour event. He created super fans out of those customers because, you know, I recorded at least 15, 20 videos for him that we ended up putting up on his website. And that gave him social proof. More importantly, I videoed the event. So it showed that he cared and completely transformed and it blew up his business.
Oh, it's brilliant. Events drive revenue. And when you're doing client customer appreciation events, it's a lot of fun for everyone. There's so many different ways that you can do it. You can do it on site at your location. If you've got a brick and mortar location like he did, that makes a ton of sense. We also recommend things like doing it at Topgolf or a bowling alley, right? Where you rent a few lanes and have people come out. In the communities, you can do a cornhole contest. There's just so many different ways that you can bring people together and share you care.
And that's how you start creating super fans.
That's it.
So, Brandon, it's been great having a conversation with you. We could probably spend hours on this stuff because we are both on the same page in this topic. So how can people find you?
They can find me at brandonbarnum.com, and you'll see all kinds of info about what I'm up to, and you can connect with me personally there. If you're a pro who serves homeowners, go to HOA.com, and there's a link there to become a pro and join our network and serve more homeowners. And if you're in the B2B space, you can go to ravingreferrals.com and check out our programs there.
And do you have anything for our listeners?
Yeah, so a couple of things. Number one is a referral score quiz. I'd recommend you go to referralscorequiz.com. There are 10 referral best practices, and you can take that quiz. It'll take you 60 to 90 seconds, and it'll help you identify some blind spots in your business. The second thing is this referral partner blueprint. We were talking about the process of who you identify. If you go to hoa.com/blueprint, you can download that for free. And if you do it, it'll change your life. What we always say is it works when you work it.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll make sure that information is in the show notes for our listeners. Brandon, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Great conversation. And we look forward to having you on the show down the road.
Thanks, Freddie. Appreciate you having me. And I'm now a super fan of you. I love this concept. And so when you come out with your next book, let me know. I'd love to give you an endorsement.
Appreciate that, buddy. Hey, super fans, superstar. What a powerful conversation with Brandon Barnum today. Before we wrap up, here's your 3A playbook to attract ideal clients, advocate with champions, and accelerate sustainable growth. Number one, partner up with PowerPlay referral partners. Are your shortcut to massive growth. The more trusted allies you have, the faster your brand spreads like wildfire. Action step. Identify 5 professionals already serving your ideal clients and invite them to a referral partnership meeting this week. Number 2, follow up or fade away. The fortune is in a follow up. Stay top of mind or risk being forgotten. Consistent touch point turn happy clients into lifelong superfans. Action step. Set up a 6-month automated follow-up system to reconnect with every past client starting today. Want the full breakdown? Grab the show notes and start putting it in play today.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Business Superfans podcast. If you found today's conversation valuable, don't forget to hit that subscribe button, leave us a review, and share this episode with someone who could use these powerful insights to level up their business. Remember, creating business superfans isn't just about your customers. It's about fostering genuine, impactful connections across your entire business ecosystem. When you invest in those relationships, success doesn't just happen, it accelerates. Until next time, I'm your host, Freddie D. Let's keep building superfans, creating unstoppable momentum, and driving your business toward extraordinary success. See you in the next episode.
We hope you took away some useful knowledge from today's episode of the Business Superfans Podcast. The path to success relies on taking action. So go over to BusinessSuperfans.com
and get your hands on the book if you haven't already.
Join the Accelerator community and take that first step in generating a team of passionate supporters for your business. Join us on the next episode as we continue guiding you on your journey to achieve flourishing success in business.